This is Wade Rathke with the Daily Voice of the People News Bulletin. The New Horizons pictures of the former planet Pluto have found that Pluto's sky features hydrocarbons like acetylene and ethylene. A plasma cloud trails the dwarf planet for tens of thousands of miles. 36 million Americans suffer from migraines. Fire lookout towers in national forests are being displaced by technology. 4,000 were built in the West since 1902, and about 1,000 are still standing, but only 400 are still staffed. A measure before the Seattle City Council allowing Uber and Lyft drivers as independent subcontractors to unionize would make the App-Based Drivers Association, or ABDA, the first organization of on-demand contract workers in the U.S. to win an explicit right to unionize. They are affiliated with the Teamsters local in that city. Dow Chemical and DuPont have announced a mega merger of the two companies that will have more than $130 billion in sales. Rents as a percentage of median income in 2014 were 70% in Oakland, 48% in San Francisco, 72% in New York, 34% in San Jose, 35% in Houston, and 41% in New Orleans. A leader of the Korean Confederation of Trade Unions surrendered after a 24-day standoff in South Korea in a Buddhist temple. He'd been accused of organizing protests that turned violent in opposition to government proposals to amend labor laws. Anonymous hackers opened up the personal website of Japan's prime minister, claiming to protest Japan's resumption of whaling in the Antarctica. And at first, the army has allowed a Sikh captain, to wear a turban and beard for a month as required in his faith as a test. Continuing the policy would open the way for other faiths to also wear beards. Environmentalists say that if all the countries kept their unenforceable promises, the new climate accord would warm the planet by an estimated 6.3 degrees Fahrenheit above pre-industrial levels. A free protest app through the Apple Store named Bingela, after a Taiwanese phrase associated with overturning a table in rage, was downloaded 260,000 times in a two-week period to determine if a product was associated with Tencent International, a conglomerate at the center of a food safety scandal last year involving cooking oil. Voice of the People Daily Bulletin presents People's News about action issues that demand action. This is Wade Rathke, and this bulletin is brought to you thanks to Acorn International, Local 189 Labor Union, Social Policy Magazine, Affiliated Media Foundation Movement, AMFM.